Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody. So the boys have been out since Thursday. Rach is back. She was off for a better part of a couple of weeks. Welcome back, Rach.
Thanks. It's good to be back. Missed you guys.
Well, we ran roughshod a little bit.
Yeah.
That's what the stream is saying.
How many fish butt jokes did we have?
Oh, that's right.
Fish butt?
You don't need to know.
No.
No one on the stream needs to tell us. No.
I told you all to keep your mouth shut.
Of course, Wheeler's the one who outs us.
I can't keep that kind of information to myself, man.
Lots of catching up to do. I'm going to go first. I had an eventful weekend.
Oh, boy, did you ever.
Yeah. So I'm just going to tell you the story. Thursday evening, I am driving home from work on Highway 40 West between Clayton Road and Big Bend, if you kind of know where that is. I'm in the right lane. If you drive that, it's about 5:30 p.m. If you ever drive that, you know it's like stop-and-go traffic. So I don't remember whether I was fully stopped with my foot on the brake or if I let my foot off the brake and idled, but I look up and I see this white blur in my rearview mirror. And a couple of ladies, let's call them, hit me from behind going about 50 miles an hour.
Oh.
With no brakes. How they got going that fast, I don't know, because it was stop and go traffic. But they clearly were coming from the lane to my left, and so their front went into my rear left. I have a four-door Jeep Wrangler, and it's a Rubicon, so it's like extra sturdy. And she hit me so hard. By the way, she had no bumper on her car. So it was just metal. No plates. No nothing.
I'm shocked.
You getting the idea? She hit me so hard that a Honda Civic went into my vehicle and stuck. It just dwelt there.
Yeah.
And she was about a foot and a half. Her right tires were about a foot and a half off the ground. So
that picture was insane.
Yeah, Rob from Harvesttown, who's doing the car, said, I've never seen this in my whole career.
Wow.
Like, I've never seen a low-profile sedan get off the ground and get into a Jeep. So her horn is blaring. Not her fault. It got stuck.
Uh-huh.
But she's revving the engine, I think, to try to get away.
Try to back up, yeah.
And she can't. So she's moving my car around.
Oh, man.
So there was one quiet woman and one loud woman. The loud woman approaches my car, horn blaring the whole thing, and starts trying to blame me, saying that I was, for some reason, driving on the shoulder and then made a quick jump into the left lane.
Of course.
So I see where this is going, and their neck hurts and all this stuff. Rach, you went through that with your accident a few years ago.
Yes.
And I said, look, I called the cops. The cops are coming. There's a lot of threads to this story. I went through 7 operators, first with the city. It's not the city, it's the county, then with the county, then with Clayton, then with someone else, then with someone else, and finally back to the city. So we're blocking Highway 40 during rush hour. So if anyone was going home, 40 West near Big Ben and got blocked, that was me. So I'm that guy. You all get your turn at being that guy that everyone's given the scratchy eyeball to.
Yeah, well, it wasn't really you.
Mm-mm.
Right, but I'm the one standing that, right. there. And thank God, this truck pulls up. And it's these 2 women, about 30 years old, I would guess. And they said, we were behind you. We saw what happened. She just changed lanes, never hit the brake, and ran right into you. And she tried to get away. And we think they switched drivers. I couldn't see that.
You couldn't see that, but okay.
And then they got off at Big Bend, went around, waited in traffic, and came back and waited.
The truck. Nice.
And waited 90 minutes with me.
Good for them.
That's really nice.
It took that long for the cops to get there and the tow truck and the whole bit.
Man, that's crazy in rush hour too, man, because yes. That had to be causing a big backup.
Yes, it was. So they gave me their name and number and gave it to the cop and the whole bit. So one thing you learn in law school, like your first day, is if you rear end someone, it's your fault.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be under control of your car.
Mm-hmm.
And especially going 50 miles an hour in stop-and-go traffic and hitting a car that's essentially stopped. But that didn't stop her from filing a claim against my insurance the next day.
Of course.
She gave us some kind of dicked up insurance on her phone without her name on it. The cops took it, said, you're on your own. I filed a claim with them. Still don't know if she has insurance. But we called our insurance, and they said it's completely her fault. Don't file anything with us. You just go file it against them, and we'll go from there. Because if you file it with us, your premiums are going to go up. So we filed against them and then found out she filed it against us. And then my insurance company, they're really cool. They're really nice and very honest and said, your premiums are going to go up, even if it's her fault, even if we don't pay out a dime, which is crap.
Yeah.
That should be illegal.
Yeah. Yeah.
That I am paying for insurance, and if I had nothing to do with it, if I was literally sitting there and someone hit me and it's their responsibility and they pay for it. Now, I understand a little bit if she's uninsured and they have to pay out on my claim, which, by the way, my Jeep has $15,000 of damage and isn't totaled. Thank God, because I didn't want to go buy another car. So anyway, there's the quiet lady. There's the loud lady. And they're saying the quiet lady was driving. She's the one who produced the insurance document. And then the cops handcuff the loud lady and take her away in the squad car. And I overhear them saying she had 5 warrants.
No.
So that could be why they switched seats.
Mm.
So, yeah. So, like, on Friday, which we had the day off, I was sore. Like body sore, like I had worked out too hard at the gym, a little bit of a headache, but not bad. And everyone in my life has encouraged me, go see a doctor, go do this, go do that. But I'm fine. I wasn't injured.
Right.
It was just a really jolting, jarring thing. So that was my that was my weekend.
Mm-hmm. Because everything.
Going back and forth with the insurance company, giving statements to her insurance, giving statements to my insurance, getting the rental car. Like, I'm going to have it for a month.
Yep.
It's going to take a month to fix the Jeep.
Yeah.
So that sucks.
I'm actually impressed it's that fast.
Yeah, I didn't know what to think.
Yeah.
Man. And it really just shows you, like, all the options out there, right? You have these people who wrecked into your car and then want to blame you and try to drive away without taking any responsibility. Yeah. Then you have some people who went way out of their way, probably spoiled whatever plans they had going on that Thursday night to help you.
Yes.
Which is really cool. I mean, that's really encouraging.
It really was a tale of two different kinds of humans.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, the ones that do something wrong and blame the other person that they did it to.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the ones that didn't have anything to do with anything, just wanted to help.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Well, I'm sorry that happened. I mean,
Thank you.
You're safe and everything's good, but just looking down this long path of like headaches you have in order to resolve this,
and
like,
that's
I'm
what
really
I,
sorry.
Like every most people have been in an accident, and we all know that time dilates. And in the split second I had seeing her and knowing I was going to get hit, that's what I thought of. I didn't think, I hope I'm okay.
Right.
I'm like, this is,
oh, damn it.
This is gonna, you're not getting home anytime soon.
Dude, that was the first thought when the, what was it? The night of our Christmas party when the pickup truck smashed my car. I thought the first thought I had was, oh, come on, man.
Seems like.
And he still came to the party, folks.
Still came to the party.
Well, I was only like three blocks away.
Seems like an indication of a bigger problem within the American economic system, right? Where if we're about to get slammed into by a 3,000-pound chunk of metal, instead of thinking like, oh no, I hope I'm safe, you just go, oh my God, I hope this isn't hell for the next 2 months on the phone.
Yeah, that was bad. That was bad. And I'll be honest with you, maybe the worst part was just seeing my fellow human be a piece of crap.
Yeah. I always hate that.
Like, across the board. Like, no bumper, no license plate, probably no insurance, five warrants, driving crazy on Highway 40, smashing into the back of someone just minding their own business, blaming them, trying to get something out of them. Just be different. Don't be that guy.
Yep. Yeah, that's it's no good. It's the kind of thing where, like, how are you supposed to feel comfortable driving again anytime soon?
Yeah.
Like, I think it's really normal to be a little jumpy and just, like, worried. And how do you trust the other drivers on the road right now?
Well, and Phoebe came home for the weekend, and I have generalized anxiety. Everyone knows that. My anxiety finds different things to pick up in the curio shop and be like, oh, let's be anxious about this for a while. Mm-hmm. But after that, I'm always really anxious. It's a 4-hour drive from KU home and back, obviously. And she's heading out about now. And it'll be hard for me to do the show because I'm just going to be thinking about that. Mm-hmm. And nothing you can do, right?
Nope.
Is what it is.
Yep.
Chances are on her favor.
Yep.
She drives a Bronco.
Yep.
She's pretty well protected. But yeah. Our fellow man is dangerous.
Well, we're both the best and the worst.
Yeah. No, to Rachel's point, though, the ladies who hit me were kind of the worst.
Yeah.
And the ladies who stopped were kind of the best.
Yeah.
And it wasn't lost on me standing there watching the sun go down on Highway 40. Like, I was getting a real lesson in humanity. That was my weekend.
That sucks.
Anybody top that one?
Nope.
No, not really.
Nope.
Rach, good to be back.
It's really good to be back.
Good.
Yeah. It was a good trip, but it was a long trip. I was thinking yesterday of like the first couple days of it seem like a month ago rather than a week and a half. And I was really missing you guys. I would check in on the stream every once in a while. And I was saying before we came on the air, like, sometimes when you check the comments out of context, it's like, what are these people talking about? What's going on? No, it was good. The stream is nice because then I can check in and like see your guys' faces whenever I'm missing y'all. But no, it's good to be back in town. Good to be doing the show. Just like being away makes me really grateful for this job. I'm always grateful to be working here and being on the radio. Like, it's not something I take lightly, but taking a break and then coming back just makes me like especially grateful.
Yeah, you could be going back to a way worse job.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wheels, you had a long day yesterday?
Yeah, it wasn't anything disastrous like that. It was actually because some good things were happening. It was just a long day. It's the last Sunday of fall baseball tournament, and, well, you get your first game at 8 a.m., and then you win that one, and you play again at 12, and then you win that one, and you play again at 4, and then they play the 4 o'clock game with no time limit, which means it was almost a 4-hour game. Because everybody's out of pitching, and you got people on there just throwing batting practice, and it was like, I forget the score, but it was like 15-13 or something crazy like that. And we're all just standing out there going, this is crazy. Why do we not have a time limit at the end of the day? The fifth game in 2 days.
What's funny is out of every player on both teams, every coach and every parent, there were probably three humans who wanted to keep playing.
Not many. The tournament people wanted to go. The kids were good to go. I will say the upside to it is getting to see, like, the kids had a really good weekend, right? You played until the last out of the last inning and competitive, won a bunch of games. Like, it's good. That's why it's good.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you're like, holy crap, that was 13 hours.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. That's not even counting the wake up time before and the drive time home and all that. And you're like, what? How did that happen? And then think about it. Every parent did the same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every parent that has other kids did the same thing and probably shuffled kids around to different things at the same time. It's nuts. But it's all better than dealing with what you dealt with.
I know that we have been way too permissive parents and we screwed up the world and the economy, but you got to respect what parents do.
No question.
Kids.
There's a lot of effort being put in.
Before the age of 35, kids should have a better idea how much we put into this.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 124. We have Lauren Ponder coming up at 2. She is the death doula who there's a dealing with death seminar going on this weekend. We'll be talking about that. Bernie Miklitz will join us. Brad Young will join us. Susan L. Ward's going to be here at 1:30. Very full show, thankfully. Full shows are good shows. Those are easier to do. It's funny doing a radio show for a living because obviously having the wreck on Thursday was a big deal. I texted a lot of people, but didn't text everybody. And then I go on the air and say it. Now my phone's blowing up. Like, oh my God.
It's like, ah,
I'm so sorry. I looked. There's one picture of the wreck without anyone in the picture. So we'll post that here in a couple minutes just so you can see. It's pretty incredible that the sedan ended up basically airborne climbing into my Jeep. That was weird. It was so surreal. And I'll stop talking about this after this. But it was so surreal as being in a wreck's weird and being jarred. And then her horn is blowing for 30 minutes. Then she was revving her engine for 30 seconds, 60
trying to get away.
And you're just like, is this real life?
I mean, it's crazy.
Am I dreaming?
In the one picture, even the back wheel is off the ground.
Yeah.
Like one of them.
Yeah.
So there's basically just one wheel touching the ground.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That's nuts.
Yeah, I'm no accident constructionist, but.
High rate of speed.
High rate of speed.
looking at it, like, it seems like you backed into her
really fast.
I do think it is your fault.
You seem to have been going backwards about 50 miles an hour and 40.
Pretty special skill.
Did you see Andrew's new car?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't even know?
He has a younger car than mine.
He got it. You got a fully new car?
Not like a fully new car.
No, but you got a new car.
Yeah.
He's got a 2022
Equinox. You got rid of the trash car?
Yeah, well, so I got rid of the spider car.
Okay.
We are junking the spider car.
The white car is the spider car.
No, the white car is the trash car. The gold car is the spider car.
Okay.
Yeah. The gold Corolla was a spider car. Which, if anybody wants a spider car, get at me, because you can have it for like $300.
What kind of car is it? I mean, do you not want to stay on the air?
No, I'll say it's a. I already said it. It's an Equinox.
What? Ew.
It's sweet. Leather interior.
Oh my goodness.
Red trim.
I missed so much.
You should play the breaking news
sounder.
I'm
actually a little hurt that I wasn't like up to date on this.
Yeah.
I didn't want to bother you with that kind of stuff while you were over there, because I didn't. Like, there was some other stuff going on like around here. Like behind the scenes, that I kept going, like, I should probably tell her. I'm like, no, she can't, this can wait till she gets back from her.
Andrew was very cute. The day he got it, Trish was on the show filling in for you, and I took everyone to Chris's across the street, and Andrew offered to drive.
I was like, I'll drive us.
Well, nice. Congratulations.
I have a car that I can fit everybody in. And then Dave goes to Chris's, and I go, oh, okay.
You still feel like it's too big?
It's large.
You're getting there though, right?
Yeah. It's not as bad. It turns out all cars kind of work the same in terms of how you drive them.
Turns out.
I'm finding that out.
What year is it?
22.
What? Dang. Good for you, Andrew.
Yeah. So it's got CarPlay, which has been huge.
I don't even know what that is. What is CarPlay?
That's the thing that I'm going to rear-end Dave while I'm playing with on the screen.
Well, Andrew, the whole point of it is you can do everything via voice. You don't have to look at the screen and do that.
I didn't know that. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Welcome back, guys. DG Ask Camo X. So we're going to somehow post a picture of my wrecked car on the stream so you get to see that.
Probably just have to be a Facebook link, would be most likely.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So we'll put it up there. I had to find one without anybody in it. I didn't want to dox anyone. So. Yeah. Susan L. Ward is here. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
One of my favorite people in the world.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
I've not ever personally thanked you. You'll say this isn't true. But when we were younger, 30 years ago... Yeah. And I was a baby lawyer pretending to know divorce work, and you were a full-fledged divorce attorney.
Okay.
You were very kind to me, and you kind of took me under your wing, and I really appreciate that.
Oh, thanks.
I mention it all the time in the lives, but I never said it to you, though. So.
Thanks.
Yeah, you were so cool.
Thank you. It's a good business if you're nice to each other, because it's a hard business if you're not nice to each other. Yes.
That's so true. God. Wiser words. That's so true. And it's not just divorce work. Think about how many businesses, under the best of circumstances, are just pressure cookers.
Yes.
Then
yes.
you throw an a-hole into it.
Yes. Yes. And if you're treating each other poorly as lawyers, you have so many more years and cases together. And so we talk a lot, several of us that are friends, about civility and it's cases and clients, and you want to be kind. And the thing that I found that is my best referral is when the other side refers me.
That's really nice.
And they have said, you know, Susan was respectful through the process to both of us. And it doesn't mean I represent them at all. It just means I don't name call and finger point. And because it's a really hard business. I mean, I don't want to go home and kick my dog and drink too much and all of those things.
I kind of had that, even though I didn't do nearly the cases you did, just doing mostly divorce work for about 5 years. I had trouble going to weddings.
Oh.
I just felt like, let's just all be honest here.
We had the second and third day of trial on two Wednesdays in a row, and it's Wedding Wednesdays at the courthouse in St. Louis County. And so the trial was taking place 20 feet from where all of these people every Wednesday were getting married. And so the irony was a lot right then.
No doubt.
It's not like a Bugs Bunny cartoon where there's a door in the back and you just turn around. And
right, yeah. Right, exactly.
I will take you to hand out your card.
Yes.
So I have a weird first question for you. Sort of a big existential question. We spend a lot of time on the show lamenting the way society is. and it's just meaner, and it's just divisive, and it's just I hate you and you hate me. Has that affected the way people go about getting divorced?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. It is incredibly hostile in the last, I would really say post-COVID, because I think we saw such a spike in keyboard warrioring, and no one was in person and had to confront each other in person. So the things that people let fly on social media and through email, that's what I'm talking about, both with lawyers to each other and with the way clients treat each other and the way clients treat their lawyers. There's such a unbridled hostility in so many cases that really at the end of the day becomes very expensive, because that hostility that raises the adversarial nature of everything just makes the price go up.
Yeah.
You know, and then the attorney's fees become so high. It's not the attorney's fault all the time. It is a lot of times like, what are we fighting about? And I tell people a lot of times, you know, I appreciate what you're adding to the coffers for my four children, but at the same time, why don't you put that in your kids' savings? Don't pay me.
The one that sticks out in my mind from when I was practicing was, it's classic St. Louis County. You're in the hallway and you're both talking to your clients.
Right.
And we were all the way down to a canoe.
Yes.
A $200 canoe.
Correct.
And my guy says to me, I'll pay another $5,000 to keep her from getting that canoe. And I was just like, you're a dumbass. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. There have been times when I have taken the price of a washer dryer off of my attorney fees because I can't talk about it for one more minute. Like, you could get a washer dryer on Facebook Marketplace. Please let me take $1,000 off your bill. And so that's where we lose the forest for the trees.
Yeah.
It's just so hard to remember that, you know, you're going to go on with your life and there's got to be some peace that you have inside yourself.
I hope the answer is not much, but how prevalent is it among divorce attorneys to sort of go, I'll get that canoe for you?
Yes. Not much.
That's good.
Not much. Yeah, just not much. That's all good. I can say.
Yeah. Any big changes since last we spoke in the law or in the approach to the way you see things going?
No, not recently. I think everybody is really, well, the biggest thing that has changed in the last year, of course, is the fact that we're having trouble with refinancing, and we're having trouble with, you know, whether somebody can keep a house because they can't assume mortgages and they're sitting on, you know, a 3%, 3.5% mortgage, and they're going out now and they're getting 6 or 7%. So that changed, you know, until something happens with regard to governmental controls of those things, that's slowing us down a little bit. But like right now, people need to be thinking about the tax year, because October 15 is going to be the end of 2024 filing times. They need to be thinking about, do they want to file jointly? Do they want to file married separately? Have they filed at all? And then for 2025, now we're to the point where we tell people, and a lot of people don't know this, is we can hold your divorce so that you can file jointly in 2025. And maybe save some money as a married couple, and then we'll have the judge sign off on January 2.
Okay. This is going to be the simplest, most complicated question you've ever had.
Ugh, a law school exam.
In divorces, how does one side, quote unquote, win?
Oh, I think I'd be remiss to say that anybody really can win, because it's hard to win when you're dividing everything. And if you're dividing things and someone gets more than half, or if someone has behaved in such a way that their custody will be significantly less than half, that would be a win. How do you do that? I think it's the other side's case to lose, usually. So the law starts at equitable for everything and close to equal for custody in Missouri. And I think a lot of times it's the other side's actions where you can lose that presumption.
Yeah. We're talking to our good friend Susan O'Ward here. I hope the answer is it's rare. But how often do people really sacrifice their kids to make points?
Oh, that's super sad, because it's more than you want to think.
Okay.
It's more than you want to think. Yes. It's the hardest case to handle on behalf of a party because you cannot make clear what 34 years of experience has shown you will happen to their children as a result of them being incapable of setting aside how much they cannot stand the spouse or the, you know, other parent.
Yeah. I recently met someone going through a divorce, and it's so nasty that they have to communicate on this app. You
right.
probably know about it.
Right. Yep. Lots of apps out there. Right.
And like the app will flag it. If
yes.
I say, like,
it
you
has
stupid
a tone
bitch,
meter.
You know, like, they'll say, like,
that's
eh,
right.
maybe take it down a notch.
Yes.
That's
they
a new
have
development.
Tone meters, yes. And a lot of the apps now will also allow you to record the phone calls with the children so that everybody's appropriate. And, you know, the tone meter is a big, big thing because although the apps are created so that you only talk about custody and who, what, where, when,
yeah.
everybody has to editorialize.
Yeah. Right.
So those are really great. And they have helped a lot. As much as that sounds so oppressive, they've actually helped a lot.
Yeah. Mm. Would you ever want to be a judge?
I don't think so. And I'm of an age now where a lot of my peers through practice are judges. And that's a very important and I think probably oftentimes scary position to have. But I think I like flexibility also. So I like being able to, you know, represent whom I want to represent and the kinds of cases that I want to represent. And so I don't think so.
Yeah. Put aside your modesty. Take 60 seconds. I tell people all the time why they should choose you, but you're the one with all the experience. Why should people choose you?
Okay. Well, yes, putting aside modesty, I do believe that 34 years of this practice, solely this practice, has put us in a position of being, I'm very honest. I tell people all the time, look, I am not going to blow smoke up your skirt. I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. You're not, if I tell you that at the beginning in the consult, and then I don't get you results, I'm the one that looks bad. So I don't want to have you pay me and then I don't produce. So we have a great team. There is always a lawyer paralegal team along with me on every case. We provide post-divorce product like estate planning and changing your durable powers so that your ex-wife or husband isn't making your medical decisions. You know, the things that are next steps, we're advising you all the way through that process.
And you have multiple offices?
Not anymore.
Okay.
I just got a really beautiful big office that I bought at DePere West Office Center. And so we've got plenty of space for mediations and parent coordinating and all of our team in one spot.
Good. Good for you. But you can represent people around the listening area.
All around the listening area. That's right. All over the metro here.
Okay. Thank you, love.
Yeah. Thanks
Good to
for
see
having
you.
Me.
All right. Quick break. Right back, guys.
The dressing rooms are great. The come on song. And it ain't too long. But I make you feel.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bruce is not afraid. I am a hurricane. Listen to yourself, turn world to the
top. Welcome back, guys. DGS. Let me say something nice about the audience. You guys can't get it because you're not in my position. But like going through things, like going through personal things, going through my anxiety, going through crashing my car, even though I don't meet many of you face to face, Kev, you can vouch for this.
Mm-hmm.
It's meaningful.
Yeah.
Like I get to talk to thousands and thousands of people every day who know me pretty well. And it's really nice just to be able to get a little bit of love.
Yeah. A little back and forth.
A little back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jake says, Dave, my anxiety just keeps getting worse with growing older. I hope it levels off soon. The nightmare of someone hitting my car by an uninsured motorist who goes and hurts your own insurance rates. Yeah, I feel for you, man. It's a real deal. And mine has definitely gotten worse with age. Like, it's just weird being this age. Life's weird. Life's just a bunch of surprises,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, well, I didn't see that coming. Like, I didn't know that was a part of all this.
Yep.
And I just thought at 61, it'd be like, oh, rocking chair, you know. It's not.
Dave spends his evenings whittling.
Yeah, making whistles for my pals.
You whistle, you got a little straw sticking out of your mouth, like a little what do you call it, hay. A little straw hay hanging out your mouth.
Life just keeps on punching.
Dave just looks over and goes, this is a good life.
I would also like to thank the listeners. People in the stream have been so nice about me coming back from vacation. It's very, very nice. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you didn't hear the show while you're gone.
I mean, that's why they appreciate you, Rachel. Yeah.
No, I was upset because my joke didn't get the attention that Kevin's joke got.
Oh.
So the story was that we now know our genome that causes fishes to have butts. And I said, I didn't know that fishes have butts. And he said, it's a bass with an ass. And so imagine the firestorm in my brain.
Yeah, well, you can't just
give him the high ground. So I very quickly said, that's a snapper with a crapper. And everyone online kept saying, bass with ass. I can't believe it.
I think they just heard it first, though.
I was at dinner with Nick. I'm like, get this.
We had a lot of them.
Yeah, halibut.
Yeah, halibut, grouper with a pooper.
I was like literally trying to rhyme halibut with something that would suggest a butt.
Yeah.
Like, how am I going to approach this one?
How do I do it?
What rhymes with butt that means butt? So is that kind of couple of weeks.
Yeah. Okay.
Kind of thing.
You missed out, Rich.
I didn't know they had butts either. That's real interesting.
Yeah. I'm still waiting to see my first. coolest thing you did?
Brian just brought it up. He said, did Rachel get to take in a sumo wrestling match? Yes, I did. Nice. Go to sumo again. One of just the coolest things I get to do.
Very jealous.
In my life.
Was that cooler or the baseball game? Because you sent some videos from the ball game. That was really cool. Like, the atmosphere is different.
The baseball game was extremely fun. The whole time I was there, I was like, man, I just wish, like, the show, I wish somehow we could teleport here as a show and experience this together. Because we do all, like, go into Busch Stadium together.
Yeah.
But, like, we went to see a game at the Tokyo Dome. It's just a different experience. It's very high energy. There's, like, cheers happening. They have cheerleaders. They have so many mascots running around. It's just a lot of fun things happening, you know, alongside the sport. So that was really cool. But, I mean, I have really grown to appreciate sumo in the past year and a half that I've been watching. And just getting to go and be in the building as it's happening is really fun, really cool. It's like a full day. We got there at like 11 and stayed till 6. Just a very good time. And you can watch, if you want to get into sumo, you can subscribe to like the NHK YouTube channel, and they will post sumo highlights.
It's fun.
Of the previous day's match.
Yeah, we watched the matches.
Yeah, yeah, because we're able to get that on our TV in our office.
Did baseball seem like baseball?
Oh yeah.
So it was just like, did they seem to be at or close to the MLB level?
Yeah, I mean, yes, I would say. I'm not going to have, you know, the kind of handle on that like Wheels would, but I mean, it just seemed like good baseball being played.
Game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It was cool being in my first stadium ever that wasn't Busch. Like,
yeah.
That was just a neat experience.
Big old dome.
Yeah, the dome was cool. They had screens everywhere. Whereas, you know, Busch Stadium, you kind of have like the one big screen,
yeah.
But it was just very like, it was going to keep your attention. Like I could see why it's appealing to kids and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe we could take a couple of notes on certain things. But then it's like you strike the balance between people who just want to be purists and like, let's just play the game.
Right.
And then all the exciting stuff. But I got to say the exciting stuff was pretty fun.
Was it like, so the energy that you sent in the clips, was it basically that the whole game?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Like people are, so there's a cheering section for each team.
Mm-hmm.
The away team, I don't know if these people lived in Tokyo or if they traveled to Tokyo, but they played the Carps, who are from Hiroshima, and they had their own cheering section with like people are waving flags, and it's choreographed cheers. Like it's not just like yay go.
It's like soccer.
Doing
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So I mean, it's just very high energy the whole time. And then yeah, there's like cheerleaders. The people who do like the drinks and stuff. It's young ladies with like a backpack and like a beer backpack, and they'll pour your beer for you at your seat. So that's mm-hmm. pretty fun.
Best bite of food you had?
Okay. The best bite of food I had was from a chain restaurant called Coco Curry. Dave, you know I love the Japanese mm-hmm. curry. It was just really good. It's just solid. And it's like $8 or something for like a huge plate of curry and rice. And then I got like a hamburger patty with it. That was my favorite thing that I ate. And I ate some pretty good stuff, but that has been what I keep thinking
of.
How
are the prices compared to over here? Just for everyday living kind of stuff?
Yeah, food and stuff is definitely... it's definitely cheaper. And when you go to a restaurant, you don't tip. They just don't have a tipping culture. In fact, it's insulting to tip. Mm-hmm. So that's always exciting. Like you get your bill and you're like, this is the bill. I don't have to add money on top of this. So
that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. If everyone just got, you know, paid like a set wage and you didn't, I don't know, the whole tipping thing in the US, like it's just, everyone's getting really worn out by it. For good reason, I think. Mm-hmm.
Killing the golden goose.
Yeah, kind of. Like, I think people are getting resentful about it. And then it's like, you know, some folks who get tipped are expecting a huge tip every time. And it's just getting kind of out of hand. So to visit a place where it's just not even in the equation mm-hmm. is kind of a nice relief.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow. I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.